You know, nothing harmful inherently about pissing the bed.
Yeah. So we are doing serial killer trivia, y'all.
Like he looked like a thumb.
Wow.
No, there's one here now.
How much does the average person know about serial killers?
I will not be a monster.
You only just gotta knock some bitches out across a couple of months.
That is not what I ordered in my Happy Meal.
I think we already did that.
It's always some white guy.
I wanted to see if he looked like a thumb or a finger or a toe.
Oh my God.
You're hiding under someone's bed.
Lame.
This is a problem.
The entire GOP has gotta come for our throat.
Bam, bam, bam.
That is a hot take.
Simple pimple.
Wrecked people, wreck people.
Say it again.
Put that in a fucking book. Wrecked people.
Wrecked people.
Hey!
Wow!
That is not the energy that I was yawning about 15 seconds ago.
His throat is lubricated.
You have been having just a lovely day.
It's just been a great, honestly, a great couple of weeks, bitch. Not gonna lie.
Right.
Great few weeks.
Happy,
only good things
relaxed,
have been happening. The
new
checks
job.
Have been coming in. New job. Residual checks from commercials. Bitch, I am living my life.
Of our new and returning players, welcome to Get Wrecked.
That's right.
We promise we will talk about wrecked things and not how life
happy,
is flowing.
Happy. How great life is right
how
now,
great
bitch.
It is all the time. This is the Game Show Podcast where we make our lives worse so your life can get a bit better. I am Coco.
Only a little bit worse though, bitch, because I'm on cloud fucking nine right now.
I'm a cloud nine. I'm not bringing
myself
down.
Fucking nine. I am Eric. Every single week we play a different game with 4 to 6 different hilarious contestants to answer some of society's most busted questions. For Ooh. These first few minutes, we're going to take a second to answer your listener confessions and catch up on our weeks that have been better than yours. And then we'll drop the big burning question, set up the game, and bring in our guests.
This is my theory.
Mm-hmm.
I have started meditating again.
Yeah.
Which has been huge, huge, huge. Look, I everybody has their cures to get past whatever you're going through, anxiety, depression, stressful times at work. Like, you know, everybody has like their thing that just sets them right. And there's nothing like meditating on a daily basis for an absorbent amount of time that I don't know how I find the time to do it. And I've been doing it. And I just feel better. But what also may be making me feel better is that I've really been up to date on my skincare routine.
I thought you were going to say you've been getting some good dick. I was convinced.
Oh, that too. But that's kind of always there. So it's like being in a relationship.
That's the baseline.
That's
like I've been eating food. Sure.
I know. Like if it was off, if it was not happening, something would be really wrong. I mean, I'm honestly looking for the feeling to have it return of like what's new now, you know what I mean? Like that's regular. But what's I haven't had my skincare routine used to be so I used to just I feel like I had this Black African soap that really got me into skincare.
Okay.
And then from the Black African soap, I realized my skin was dehydrated. So I added like a Hydro Boost on top of the moisturizer and toner I was already using. Oh. And now I have all these steps and it's a 10-step process. I do it morning and night. It's a whole thing.
Okay.
And I've realized that even in photos and videos now, my skin legitimately looks better when I'm not wearing makeup. And that is the biggest flex of my life.
Wow.
Like, if I was going to go to an awards show today,
You would go makeup-less?
I would put on... So I've been filling in my eyebrows
She's a fucking liar. Everybody hear that?
I have mascara. I give myself a little highlight boost, but, like, no foundation. Ounce of foundation. Not an ounce of powder. And that, to me, Everything else could be going wrong, but the skin, she's going right. She's Yay! Right.
Get that skin
Snaps
right, girl.
For me. Snaps and my titties for the skin. Look good.
I'm happy. Always, I'm happy to hear it. Listen, we have to keep everything balanced. And even though I said at the beginning of the show that life was going wonderful, and I actually am feeling very light and breezy and open and wonderful. I just picked up my Coachella ticket today, and I'm so excited.
Where did and you pick it up? What?
From the person that I bought that shit from the stranger in the world.
I forgot you traded.
Yeah, I'm switching. I was going to go to weekend two, now I'm going to weekend one, and I just picked that shit up. Yes. Now I got that shit, and I'm very happy about it. But at the same time, I was scrolling through TikTok, and I sent you this TikTok, and I'm going to play it for the audience to hear.
Oh, yes,
because
good.
Because it's... absolutely
read you for filth.
It read me for filth. These are my intrusive thoughts, and the caption on this video the caption on this video, wait one sec, I have to pull it up. It says why am I doing this to myself? What's the point of this?
No, content? You have to play it now. You told us
what
you
the
told
fuck?
Us it now you have to play it.
Okay, sure. The caption on this is okay, I can't believe I'm doing this. Captain, this says, when you're in love with a straight guy. I want to let you know these are intrusive thoughts. These are not, this is not my truth, but these are some of the intrusive thoughts that I have every once in a while, but it's very funny.
Wait a minute. Now this guy is openly drinking a water in front of me. If that's not a sign that this guy harbors true feelings as a gay man, I don't know what is. I need to play it cool. I always do, though.
Gross. That actually made me want to jump off of my roof. I went from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows.
Have you played that for your therapist yet?
Literally, I need to actually wake up with that affirmation and just realize how humiliating that TikTok is and just remind myself not to be a fucking scrub.
It lets you know that you're not alone in the
Bitch, insanity. I didn't say those were my thoughts. Those were my intrusive thoughts. These are not, that's not my truth. I refuse to admit that is my truth. I'll never say that's my truth.
I'm sorry. What is the difference between an intrusive thought and a thought? Because either way, your brain produced them.
These are thoughts that I don't think I want to have in my brain. And they just are there for, you know, they're kind of like butting in. I don't necessarily think that they are welcome there. And I'll never admit that I put them there or that there's any stimulus to produce them. They kind of are just like they're not supposed to be there. And as long as I tell myself that, because these are not things that I think about on a regular basis, I swear to you people, I swear I'm not in love with straight men. I don't do that. That's not me. Who? That's not me ever.
And this was your first lesson in gaslighting, everyone. Welcome to Gaslighting 101. So convincing he was, right? Beautiful.
It's really fucking nasty. On that fucking note, we have a fun episode. We have a fun episode specifically for Courtney. And in order to get on with that episode, we have to get on with our confessions.
Yes.
So do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Oh, yeah, let me see.
Oh, God, it keeps playing.
Oh my God, it keeps coming back. It's like, Eric is a liar, Eric is a liar.
Eric is a liar. These are his true feelings.
Okay, wait. I had Nasty. One, and now she's gone, so I might need you to go first.
Yeah, of course I'll go first. Okay, so this person wrote in, and they said, me and a friend did the poo dollar prank on a kid that didn't really deserve it. So, obviously, as one does, I had to Google what the poo dollar prank was, and it's literally... when you take a dollar bill and you shit in it and you put it on the ground so that someone picks up the dollar and your poop.
I've heard about this.
Bitch, what?
No, but here's the thing.
Red flag.
What blows my mind about shit like this is that this is one of my biggest pet peeves.
Yeah.
When somebody does something and says it's a joke, yet it's not funny because they actually did it. A joke is, just kidding, as in it did not happen.
There's no JK about that. There's no
It's like
just
if
kidding.
I slap you across the face and then I say, haha, just kidding. That's gaslighting. Like this happened one time, I watched this happen between two of my friends in college of somebody was like, haha, I smoked all of your weed while you like went home for the weekend or something. And they were like, just kidding. How funny is that? But I did smoke your weed. It's a joke. It's a joke. And I sat there and I was like,
You need to get punched. These are people that have never been punched. Kindergarten. Yeah.
No, that's and they
get into fights.
No, they've never been yelled at by their parents.
Yeah.
They never learned fear. Needed
to be bullied a little bit more. This is when I do condone bullying. This is one of those things. It's like someone picks up a piece of your shit. They can't undo that. Nothing you can say can undo that they just picked up your shit.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
One of my write-ins. Okay. One of our listeners said.
What was that? Did you have a stroke?
I was trying to find it on my thing. One of our listeners said, sometimes I pee out of my bedroom window at night because I am too lazy to walk the 10 steps to my bathroom.
Narcissism. Narcissistic personality disorder.
Wow, yikes, because my response was, that makes sense to me.
Narcissism! Can you imagine just opening up your window and just peeing into places that other people have to inhabit?
So, here's the thing. I guess I was picturing, like, my parents' home back in Michigan.
Oh, like and peeing into like, your own yard?
Yeah.
I only know like, apartment life because I'm poor. Because I'm poor,
like,
as Anna Delvey would say. I'm poor.
But see, like, my apartment in LA, like, my window is on my, it's like 2 inches away from my ceiling. I couldn't even get my ass up there to pee. So I'm thinking,
you know what?
You know what I mean?
This That's so
my
funny.
Brain didn't, my brain like didn't go to apartment money.
We're thinking of our different experiences because I'm thinking about boys peeing, which is projectile going forward. And I'm thinking of my apartment where you just are peeing onto the street. Or onto
and
sidewalk.
You also have a balcony that you can pee off of.
Like, you're peeing onto the street, onto the, like, the sidewalk.
Yeah, my window in my bedroom right now is a fucking prison cell window. Like, I would have to climb up onto steps if I wanted to get up there. So my head immediately went to, like, bedroom back in Michigan is the only plausible window where I'm like, I could sit on the windowsill, have a nice little piddle, and then do a little shake.
I was thinking of projectile fucking BB gun.
Into West Hollywood.
Into WeHo, onto someone's head. I was like, you don't care about nobody but yourself.
Also, people
You've
are walking around
somebody.
At night if you're in the city. Like, somebody's definitely outside, whereas like...
That's what I mean. I was like, you're peeing onto someone's body. You're peeing onto people's heads.
That's so funny. All right, Eric, I'm ready to get into this episode. I've had it on my mind for a while, as we know.
Yeah.
And something that really stands out to me that crosses my mind, specifically now living in LA, seeing billboards all over the city. I did not ask, I did not invite every single TV show and film in existence to be forced down my throat every day, but nonetheless, here we are.
Here we are.
And I realize how many of those posters are about serial killers. Like, it seems like every single young actor's wet dream of, like, you have three choices of roles to play that will get you an Oscar, two of which should get you canceled these days, so I'm not even gonna say them. Like, and the third is playing a serial killer. I don't know why that is. And so at this point, it made me think about the fact that then we have documentaries and CSI. And, like, people are literally fascinated by murder. Gruesome murder. Murder. People who have actually been murdered that we don't even think about the person that was murdered anymore. We just call them a nameless victim. And we glorify the people who did the killings, which is absolutely insane to me. Like, armchair experts have taken over the entire fucking world. And so now I'm realizing that whether or not I want to know a lot about serial killers, you probably know more than you think you do. At least that's what I think. And I want to test that theory today. So we are doing serial killer trivia, y'all. How much does the average person know about serial killers?
So this is, like, going to be really interesting and fun for me. So if you were listening to this up to this point and you were like me, where you truly don't know anything about serial killers, like, you have not, you don't notice the billboards and you just live in a la-la land of positivity and happiness and are completely unaware of serial killer and murderer knowledge and all of that good shit, all that good shit. This episode is for us as well. This episode is going to inform us and make sure that we are up to speed with all the serial killer shit in the world, because we made sure that we brought on some people who have a little bit of knowledge, and we're going to test them. And while we're testing them, you're going to be able to save yourself from your inevitable murder that's coming up in like the next like couple of months. Like, because without this, you would have died.
Truly. And I'm also realizing that I just became the thing that I didn't want, because now all the people, you included, who didn't know anything about this topic now know a bunch of things about this topic. So
it's true. Let's do it. Let's bring in our contestants. We're gonna run away. We'll be back in a second, and when we come back, we're gonna play this fucking game. Let's go. And we are back. We have returned, everyone. Welcome our wonderful, amazing contestants for today's spooky little episode. before we give them the breakdown of what we're doing, we want to give them a chance to introduce themselves. We can honestly start with Team Coco, because they're going to lose, and I feel like being charitable.
I have so much confidence in my team today.
I really highly doubt that they're going to be impressive in any way. But that's okay. That's okay. They still have the right to introduce themselves. So we're going to say your name, where you're from, and then we're also going to have you tell us the closest you've ever been to being murdered. Mm-hmm. So... anyone on Team Coco can take the initiative and start.
You want to go first?
No.
All right. I'm Jalen. I'm from Massachusetts. One time I left my apartment and I couldn't get into my car, and there was this guy across the street, and he like ran across the street towards me, and I had to dive into my car and lock the door behind me. That's as close as I've been, I think.
Wait, was it confirmed that he was trying to murk you?
I think he was trying to rob me. I don't think he was going to kill me. But
oh, my God.
It was pretty close.
That's the same thing.
You were able to get the doors locked, right?
Yeah, I, like, dove in because my door – it's a whole long story with the way my car door locked, but it was a debacle.
Oh, God.
Jeez. Well, we're happy that you're here.
Well, you survived. Yeah.
I lived,
happy that you made it. We're going to pop over to Team Eric for their first one, and then we'll pop back to Team Coco. So, either one of you on Team Eric would like to start. Again, your name, where you're from, and the closest you've gotten to being absolutely slaughtered.
Mm-hmm. All right. I got it. Let me do it. So, like, a couple days ago, I was walking my dog Snoopy. He's the cutest little English bulldog that you've ever seen in your entire life. And we got followed home by a junkie homeless guy.
Oh my God. All the way home?
Oh yeah, all the way to the security guard at the front gate of my apartment complex.
Good. That's a big one.
Good.
Wow. Again, very happy that you made it, that you're here with us today, and that your dog is okay. And also your dog's name is Snoopy, is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
Agreed.
I guess back to Team Coco.
Hey, I'm Jonathan, and I'm from Philly. I haven't, like, the closest I've ever been murdered to being murdered is like almost getting hit by a car. Like I have no one's.
Oh.
I don't even think I've been like.
Reality. Reality came back. We're all vulnerable.
Yeah.
Real life. I mean, honestly, I feel like that is, that tells me that either you're intimidating enough that nobody would want to approach you.
Right.
Or that you don't give off the vibe. Yeah, you just, I feel like, or yeah, or that you're the serial killer, honestly. Or you've just never noticed, and I don't know which out of the last two.
People ask me if I'm a cop a lot, so maybe that's it, and that is offensive.
Oh, like undercover?
Yeah, and I laugh, but maybe that's what it is.
They think that you're a cop.
They think you're a cop.
Do you give off narc vibes? I guess maybe a little bit.
People ask me if I'm a coke dealer, but never.
Wow, very different vibes.
Different vibes. There's a narc on the call, by the way. maybe keep it to yourself. Back to seeing you, Eric, to finish us off. Name, where you're from, and murder.
I have not murdered anyone, but my name is. Thank you. But my name is Rance. I am from Texas originally. And also I lived in Arkansas for a while. Then I escaped to California. Yeah.
Good.
Which you could say is the closest I've been to being murdered, because being there for my entire life would have been quite similar to that. But yeah.
The serial
actually,
killer's date.
As there was one time it was scary. I was like running in West Hollywood at night, and this guy like started chasing me, and I outran him, and so that was fine. Actually, the scariest thing that ever happened to me was when I was walking down the street. Totally normal day, birds are chirping, everything's happening, and then I passed by this bush and this one bird walked by, and the bird came after me and nicked me all Tippi Hedren style on the head. and I looked back at the bird, who had just gotten back on the branch, and the bird gave me a like a yeah, what you gonna do about it? And I was like, I'm gonna go, and I ran away.
It won't be interesting. I
ran away.
Can you give us a gauge of the size of bird? Like size of like a shoe? Oh, that would be just a more accurate description.
It was
the size of a shoe. How about a laptop bird?
It was about the size. It was about the size of an iPhone, an iPhone Max.
Okay.
Yeah. Like a little blue
we're
bird.
We're still on big the difference. Comparing birds to not.
Yeah, that's
not birds.
I thought we were staying on that thread.
Rance, I'm so happy that you're on the same page as me. That to me, like that's a crow.
Yeah,
a wine bottle size.
Oh yeah. I
bird. That's a crow. Yeah,
that's like a crow.
It's more like a wine glass. That was about the size of the bird.
Oh, but like not with the stem.
Which honestly, the fact it was smaller and so aggressive to me made it more terrifying. I mean, it could have slipped into my clothes and
crawled down your throat if it wanted to.
Crawl down my throat. And I've seen that movie.
Well, unfortunately, there are things in this world that are scarier than being murdered by birds accidentally.
What a segue.
Yeah. What a segue. Thank you.
Expert. She's been doing this
Thank
for a
you.
Bit, guys.
I wanted that. Thank you. I have been doing that a lot. I'm like, I feel like that's a, I should
She's
put
on some practice, name. Guys. This is like episode 40-something.
But being murdered by a human sounds astronomically terrifying. And there is there's something specific about being murdered by somebody that you know, which, as I'm sure most of us are aware of, that's pretty common. But 1%, what?
It's common for murders, right? Like, not in general.
Oh, not in general,
as most of us know, being murdered is quite common.
We're probably going to get murdered by someone
that you know.
Someone in here?
Someone that you know is very likely to murder you.
That specification is very important, because I could have walked away looking really dumb. Thank you. But
at the end of the game, we all have to submit which one of us we think is going to be the one who gets murdered by someone
murder.
We know.
10
and
years
then the
from
winner
now.
May never just know they won.
Yeah.
True. That's true. But serial killings probably make up only 1% of all of the murders of the murders of the world. So why is it? I don't understand. Why is it that so many people are absolutely fascinated by serial killers? Like, I feel like everybody, not everybody, you know, but a good portion of the people I know are armchair experts. They stay up all night. Like, my parents stay up all night listening to NPR and watching Lifetime television shows and movies about how you could get murdered in your sleep by your next door neighbor who's been plotting it for days because they just want to know what it's like to eat you. And it's like, these are not skills that you need to have, yet I feel like we have them. And at this point, my theory is that we have all heard so many things about serial killers, whether it be we did the research on our own because we were intrigued, or just because at this point the media and other people around us talk about it so much that it's just like there and it becomes oddly common knowledge. So I want to test that theory. So we are going to simply play serial killer trivia. How much does the average person know about them against their fucking will?
Mm-hmm. You know, this episode's going to be very informative for me, because everyone that we have on the show, literally besides myself, has knowledge about this. And we were talking about this before. Like, some people have common knowledge about serial killers, and other people live their lives blissfully unaware. And those are usually the victims. And that's okay. I'm okay with the fact that I was a possible serial killer victim up until this moment.
Right.
And hopefully me and everyone else who's listening to the show right now who doesn't have this knowledge will leave here more prepared to take on the next, like, Dahmer or something. Is that a serial killer?
Yes, it is. Good for you.
Good job.
Good for you. Yes. And I also would just like to specify, Eric, there was once, within the last 15 years, a serial killer who used to kill people who were interested in serial killers.
So I'm not safe. I'll never be safe is what you're saying.
No, you're the opposite. Great. You are safe. He's not looking for you you're safe from him because he's not looking for you.
Up until this moment, until I do an entire podcast based on right, no, and now killers. Great.
He's in jail, though. But if he breaks out, we might.
Courtney, please
he's going
stop.
To you first.
Go to out. Eric. Go to Eric.
Okay. Well, before we can get on with the game, I have to give you some rules. The rules of the land. So, we're going to test your basic serial killer knowledge by asking you various questions within and around the topic. You and your partner, Team Eric or Team Coco, will have a chance to deliberate the answer. Every question you get right is worth 1 point. Every question you get wrong is an opportunity for the opposing team to steal. And whichever team gets the most points by the end wins the game and doesn't get to get murdered by one of us. That's right. That's the final prize. If you lose, me or Courtney get to murder you.
What a twist. What a twist.
But you don't know when. No.
You don't know when, and you don't know which one of us. We have very different styles of murder.
It's a special surprise.
But we are going to start the game, everybody. We are going to start off with our first question. And because Team Eric is on a fucking roll, I am going to take this opportunity to claim our time, and we will be going first. That's what I'm...
Claim your time, ho.
That's exactly what's about to happen. Okay, so question number one. Team Eric, Daisy, and Rance, let's do this. You may wake up one day and decide to be a serial killer. Maybe you won't. But before you make that decision, you will need to know what defines someone as a serial killer. A person who kills three or more people in a very short period of time in an incredibly aggressive way. B, a person who kills two or more people over the course of 5 years in a planned out, meticulous, joyful way. C, a person who kills two or more people in a short period of time out of outright anger, frustration, and torture. D, a person who kills three or more people with months of separation to receive psychological joy.
I think it's D, because I know it's three or more, and I think A is describing like a rage situation, whereas D is describing somebody who's a psychopath.
C is the rage definitely... answer. Yeah, C is the outright anger. A is killing people in a short period of time aggressively. Oh, I guess that is also rage. They're all pretty
definitely
rageful.
Not
murder.
Short period of time though, because sometimes people kill like one person and then 2 years later they'll kill another, and then 2 years later they'll kill another, and then open span of like 6 years they've killed like 12 people.
But it has to be at least three. I know that. So I think it's D.
I'd say
I think
D. It's D. Let's go D.
Yeah. D. Are you locking that in?
Yes.
Yes.
The correct answer for what defines a serial killer, according to the Serial Killer Dictionary, it is in fact D, a person who kills three more people within months of separation. Congratulations, Team fucking Eric. We have a point on the board.
I'm not happy that you guys have a point on the board, but I asked a couple of people this question. Well, you are. I asked a couple of people this question just to see if they get it right, and you guys did it, and it makes me feel less alone.
Yeah.
Like, that's just common knowledge for others in this world. Great.
You
all right.
You are not alone. Sorry. Oh, copyright. Can't.
it's a different song now. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Like you're cursing really hardcore for 10 seconds straight.
Team Coco. There is nothing like a freak of a man like Christian Bale in American Psycho that tricks young little white boys into thinking that they want to be actors. Jonathan, we knew a few of them. The hunt...
Me included.
Oh, well, look at that.
Not for him, but I'm a little white boy who's now an actor.
Oh, true. Fair. The hunt to play the next best murderer role is very real. And guess what? Unfortunately, another one of those murderer roles has slipped through your fingers.
Who did Zac Efron play in Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil, and Vile? A. Jeffrey Dahmer. B. Ted Bundy. C. Wayne Gacy. Or D. Charles Manson?
I think it was Ted Bundy, yeah.
Teddy?
Locked.
Wow.
Did you just call him Teddy? We were going to lock in...
I did just call him Teddy.
We're locking in Teddy. Teddy B?
Teddy B. Yeah.
Teddy B.
All right. Teddy B. And that is the answer. We got it.
All right. That's Hollywood knowledge.
Movie, you know? That really didn't need to be made.
I mean, you know, that was the softest softball.
It was.
I didn't even feel it pretty make impact. Goodness. You know
what? But we take those. We take easy
wins. Yeah, that's what matters. A point is a point, baby. A point is a point. That's my team.
Team Eric, you know, sometimes our victories are won in like a very gratifying, like we earned it type of way. So we're going to go back to you, and we're going to give you a tough one. So question number three, Team Eric. What do Don Vito Corleone from The Godfather and Charles Manson.
Oh, is that what the Corleones are from?
And Charles Manson, what do these two men have in common? A, neither of them are serial killers. B, both killed people out of protection of their family. C, they both killed people as teenagers. And D, they both killed people in Italy. Which one is their commonality?
I don't know The Godfather.
I do.
I do.
Tell me about it.
It's actually passionate. A really, I know I'm the first person to say this, it's a really great movie.
Number one.
It's Rapunzel, actually. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
That is a hot take.
And, the hottest of takes.
And fun fact, I'm a reporter, and I covered Francis Ford Coppola's star ceremony on the Walk of Fame on Monday. So.
OMG.
Oh, that's cool. Ooh, what the heck?
An actual, complete and total expert at this. We got lucky.
You have a great reporter voice. Good for you.
You do have a great reporter voice.
Well, I'm not. It's a writing reporter, but it's fine.
Well, he's going to be on screen if you want.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't think you're a real reporter anymore, actually.
I'm gonna crawl it's like, I'm gonna
get up to it. Ding!
Well, it's definitely... Charles Manson never actually killed anyone with his bare hands, so it's definitely not teenage... And it's not Italy.
No, he didn't kill anyone in Italy, and I don't actually think Charles Manson is a serial killer, though, because...
He's not.
He did kill, like, one or two people, but he dispatched his family to kill people. And that's very similar to what the leader of the mob, which is what Vito Corleone is, does as well. So I'm going to say that they're not serial killers.
Daisy, do you agree?
Wait, was that one of the... Oh, yes, I agree that he's not a serial killer.
Yes, A was one. That was one of the answers. It was A, neither of them are serial killers. The very first answer, actually. Are we locking that one in?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. The correct answer for what do these two scary, scary men have in common? The correct answer was A, neither of them are serial killers, baby. Neither, either, or... Another point on the board. That's right.
Again,
you can't stoop us, Courtney, with all of your easy softball questions. We take the hard ones and we munch on them.
Yeah. I
Zac Efron Netflix movies over there.
It's so bad, but I am once again beaming with pride. I was so nervous that some of these questions were going to be too hard, and again, I tested people, and they were like, "I don't know." You guys broke that down in like.
Yeah.
I have chills. The way you guys wrote that, you did the proud of my team. Math.
My team
is
on the game.
This is my FBI agent audition form.
You might be on Team Eric, but I think everybody today is on Team Me.
Fuck you for that. Don't love it. You will not steal this from me.
All right, guys. Team Coco. Here we go. We want to terrify you in your dreams tonight. How many confirmed active serial killers out there exist right now that we haven't found? With like these people have straight up
nicknames. You know what I mean? Like, these are people who, like...
The Captain Crunch murderer.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Strangler or whatever. Yeah.
I'm not talking
what... Did you say the Candace Owens Strangler?
That is not what I said, but that... If there's ever a serial killer...
Would we get canceled if we made that the name of our episode?
And that would pull us so fast. You know Candace Owens loves to sue. You know she loves to sue.
No, that's so true. And I have no money. So we would just take down the episode. All right.
I mean, she's going to sue us in rubles, isn't she? She's
Got her.
But look, I'm not talking like in general how many serial killers probably exist in the USA today. I'm talking, just the ones that we know about.
Based on like deaths.
Exactly. Yeah. Like the FBI is looking for people, you know, this many people.
Horrifying question.
I don't know the answer to this.
So we have A, 32. B, 13. C, 21. And D, 8.
I think 21 and 32 seem way too high.
I agree. What were the... There's 8 and what was the other one?
13. 8 and
13. That they know about? I mean, yeah, I feel like it's just kind of arbitrary if you don't know the answer to this. Like, there's no real... I don't know how we could, like, discuss and, like, figure
right.
it out.
You already eliminated two of the questions. That seems that, like
it seems high, but there's 300 and whatever million people in the country.
Which number do you like better?
Right.
I like 8 because it's Ocho. That's my favorite Spanish word.
Well, should we go again? I think we should go against our instincts.
And go. So you want to go 13?
21. I want to go 21 in the middle.
I want to go 21?
Yeah. Yeah. Because there's so many people here. There's so many people. Although I guess it would
That's
be on
true.
The news,
That's
though.
True.
I'm thinking about it now. I'm thinking about it on the news. Like, if there were 21 serial killers,
acting serial killers, I feel like maybe we would know about it.
But only is what like if that definition before was the FBI definition of a serial killer, then it would be like higher up because it's only you only got to kill 3 people within months.
You only got to kill
yeah,
3
like,
people.
You only just got to knock some bitches out across a couple of months.
Simple pimple.
Done.
Bam, bam, bam.
Let's 15
go 13,
seconds.
Right? Let's go 13.
Go
13? Yeah, 13.
All right. Calm down.
13.
All right.
Lock it in.
And the answer is not 13.
Team Eric,
so we
let's
passed
go. Let's
to
go,
Team Eric.
You guys got this.
Okay, okay. Say the numbers again, please. 21.
32 and 8.
32 and
8. Okay,
well,
look at that. She did it.
Sorry.
I
Shoot.
Think we should... aim high.
I think so too. I mean, if you're talking the whole world, right? Not just America.
We
or
are
is it just America.
Whole world.
Yeah. The whole
I mean, sorry,
world.
America. Oh, I'm so sorry, America. America.
Just America.
America.
Oh, okay.
America.
Maybe that's...
Who could kill you personally tomorrow? They don't have to get on a plane. They could drive a car.
21 feels like a number that was just pulled out of the air to me.
Yeah.
I think 30. I'm gonna.
Really?
I don't know. I feel like it's higher. I feel like we
I don't
should
think
be more.
It's higher.
I feel like we should be very terrified of our world. Do you see how many missing children there are that we don't claim at the grocery store?
Right, but here's the thing about missing children is unless they find a body, it's not going to be classified as a serial killer because they don't know that they're dead. So technically that would be an abduction. So like none of those kids that you see, or even the missing people that you see wouldn't technically count because they don't know that they're dead yet.
That's wow. true.
Need a body.
But.
So,
need a
but,
body.
I mean,
hey, Jonathan.
Because I can't even name one that we don't
box?
Know of yet.
A tooth. What's in the box?
So do you want to aim low and say
I want to aim low. I want to go with 8.
Well, we're already
know.
Ahead of them, so I guess it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah,
it does, do that.
You know,
That's,
it is what
yeah.
it is.
We're already ahead of them. Keep reminding everyone of that.
Wait,
when
no.
it gets locking in.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Time's up.
Let's do 8. Let's do 8.
Let's do 8, okay.
All right, guys. The final answer is 8.
That's what I'm fucking
That's
talking
crazy.
About!
Wait, so not that many.
Not that many.
Yes!
8 on the
yes!
billboard in
yeah,
the
that
FBI,
makes sense.
On the FBI
The twist
walls.
Is they're
Do
all
they
in
have,
LA.
Oh,
they're all in Los Angeles. They actually are in WeHo. They all are just a bunch of catty WeHo gays.
Guys, no! They're
There's one here now.
It's you. My god.
He's using.
That's how rare.
That's how rare. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, while Rance is getting currently murdered, the rest of us, including you listening in your car, at home, or in your bathroom, in the shower, in the bathtub.
Weirdly specific.
Weirdly specific. But I'm just, you know, that's what I do when I'm listening to podcasts. If you're on a walk, if you're listening with friends. Hiding under someone's bed. Yeah, yeah, that's a good one. The rest of us, we're all going to take a break together for the sponsors. And when we return, we're going to give you guys other serial killer knowledge.
Yeah. Hopefully you've learned really enough to not be murdered on the break. We'll see you in a couple minutes, those of you who make it. Hey. We are back. We have returned from our little break. We know you fucking missed us. We are jumping into our next questione. I believe we are back to Team Eric, even though we did steal that last point. We are on our regular scheduled turn. Okay, Team Eric, let's keep it fucking going. The question is, serial killers are often shown in the media to be geniuses, right? The smartest of the smart, the brightest of the bright. But guess what, folks? They're normal people just like us. Some are geniuses, but the rest of them are still pretty dumb. What is the most common way they get caught? A. Literally in the middle of the act itself or right after. Like, are they trying to be caught? B. For something else entirely, like a damn parking ticket. C. They get caught for one murder and shamelessly fill the cops in on the rest because of their pride. Or D. Other serial killers like Ted Bundy, who are currently in jail, help capture the stupider serial killers.
I don't think it's D.
No, it's not. It could be C.
I think it's B or C. B yeah. is the B was the one where they get caught for something.
Caught for something else. Yeah.
B is caught for something else.
And then C is they end up confessing after one. I don't know. I don't think it's the
confessing one.
I don't think it's the confessing one because, like, you know, even though he wasn't a serial killer, like the Manson family got caught because they had all these hot cars that they had stolen.
You're right. Yeah. No, you're right. It's definitely, it's B. I agree with you.
Yeah. I'm going to go with C. We're going with C confidently. That's what
Wait,
C stands.
Wait, isn't it B? Wait, which one is...
Sorry. Is B the one?
they get caught for something else entirely, yes, like a damn parking ticket.
And yeah,
C that's what we want.
We're going with the wrong answer.
Oh, man.
We're going confidently.
Okay, great. More confident this time, hopefully.
Confidently.
The correct answer for this one, what is the way that most serial killers get caught? The correct answer was... not B.
Oh,
Team
damn.
Coco, you have Shoot. The chance to steal this one. You have A, C, or D remaining.
So it's got to be C, right?
So I know that serial killers are, like, very proud of what they do. That's, like, part of the whole thing. So, like, C makes sense, but C is just, like, kind of different, where it's, like, they've already been caught for a murder, if that makes sense. That's the only reason it throws me off, but otherwise, I think it's C.
I would go see myself as well.
Okay.
With confidence.
With confidence. Are we locked in?
Yeah.
Letter C. The correct answer for this question, what is the most common way that most serial killers get caught, is A, literally in the middle of the act itself or right after.
Sorry. That's how Bundy got caught.
Because it's literally in the middle of the act or right after, like they are trying to get caught. For whatever reason, as you were saying about their pride, sometimes they literally want to, because it's a different kind of psychological thing. It's not like, it's honestly like me and my revenge party wouldn't be a serial killer, like... That's just, I would just be a murderer who killed like 8 people within a month. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, why is no one witnessing this beautiful thing that I'm doing? I want somebody to know.
So you're about to say, this beautiful woman.
This beautiful woman that I murdered. So they do crazy shit. Like, they'll Google themselves after. Right. And, like, there was a serial killer who was Googling himself and got caught. He got caught Googling himself at the library. Because he just wanted to get caught. Like, he just waited.
Oh, my God.
He just waited.
That's the BTK killer. He would, like, write messages and be like, the cops are idiots. The BTK killer is, like, dope. Like, I think you got... He gave himself a nickname. Like, that serial killer gave himself his own nickname.
It's like, that's... So. They love that. All right. Question six. Team Coco. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You guys got this. Okay.
Yep.
Becoming an infamous serial killer. It's going out of fashion, you guys. But which one of these serial killers is still on the loose? A, the Zodiac Killer. B, the McDonald's Murderer. C, the Craigslist Killer. And D, the City Ripper.
They never caught the Zodiac Killer.
They never caught the Craigslist Killer.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure. Oh, wait, no, now I'm questioning myself. It was, now I'm, like, seeing on the news, like, some fucking, you know, thumb white guy.
It's always some white guy.
It's always the white guy.
It's always the thumb white guy.
Yeah, like a thumb.
A thumb white guy.
Like, he looked like a thumb.
Peter, can you get in here? What are you doing?
Yeah, I do think that Courtney's boyfriend decided to look like a thumb, but that's okay.
You think Peter looks like a thumb? That's hilarious.
He's a very attractive thumb.
I'm gonna call him a thumb now all the time.
Leave my baby alone. You kid, you've known him since you were kids. Bully him.
What do you I don't know the other two. Who's the I don't. They call the Zodiac, but the McDonald's Killer and the City Ripper. I don't know those two.
The McDonald's Murderer sounds made up to me.
Okay.
But you, I think we should go with what you feel.
Jalen said, "I don't."
Jalen's like, "All right, no, not me.
No, I'm not getting blamed."
The Craigslist murders are. I thought I saw something about the Craigslist murderers is unsolved, but now I'm like questioning myself.
I believe.
Let's go with that. Let's go C. Craig was murdered.
All right, guys, you're locking in C.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is not C.
There's no
not
Craigslist
C.
anymore. Shit.
Nah, they caught that dude.
They caught that man, and unfortunately, there have been more than one. Very unoriginal, the Craigslist killer.
That, I think that's what it was. Is I saw that there was another one that like is like copycats.
Yeah, and like many, and it's apparently. Like, that's lame. Lame. So,
Team Eric!
Left Team Eric, A, the Zodiac Killer, B, the McDonald's Murderer, and D, the City Ripper.
First of all, B, the it's not B, the McDonald's Killer, but that is not what I ordered in my Happy Meal. And
McDonald's Murderer. Yum.
But also, apparently, nobody here has watched the David Fincher classic Zodiac. Because here's the deal, that movie is all about a speculation of who the Zodiac might be. We have had a person who shall not be named, who was apparently president of the United States, who said that Ted Cruz's dad was the Zodiac Killer. You guys might remember that.
No, it's Ted Cruz. No. It's Ted Cruz is the Zodiac Killer. That was the movie. He said his father was involved with murdering John F. Kennedy.
That's right. I'm so sorry.
Equally ridiculous.
But no,
that's the funniest thing I've ever
heard. Sorry, I had to get the Ted Cruz facts.
We're
going to
have a lot of Republicans suing us this week.
Well, if you're going to get the Ted Cruz facts right, let's call him Raphael Cruz. But
we're on a roll. We're on a roll this week. The entire GOP is gonna come for our throat.
I love it.
Good.
10 seconds.
It's 100% Zodiac.
Really? I thought they caught the Zodiac.
No. Never. They have never caught the Zodiac.
Alright, I'll go Zodiac with you.
You're locking it in?
Yes.
Alright. And the final answer is they have not caught the Zodiac Killer. That man Could have died in a car crash and nobody knows.
I got it confused with the Golden State Killer.
Who is the Gold? I've never heard of the Golden State
He was a cop. That's why we talked. About him, and then my brain went Zodiac and Golden State. They just
that was my plan all along.
Yeah, you know.
That is so. Oh, Joseph James D'Angelo. Oh my God. Yeah. This, if I've seen a white man that looks like a thumb, it's Joseph James.
It's true. Team Eric, this is our moment to kind of run away with it at this point, you guys. Congratulations on
I think we already jumped up.
That's what I like to see. We are going to move on to the next question, your real question, okay? This question's giving me the chills. Which necrophiliac and cannibalistic serial killer did not eat people with tattoos because he thought it made their skin taste weird? So he didn't eat people with tattoos because he thought it made
probably
their
right.
Weird. It's Jeffrey,
right?
Go ahead.
Jack the Ripper. B. Wayne Gacy. C. Jeffrey Dahmer. And D. Ed Gein.
It's Jeffrey Dahmer.
Gein. Yeah.
Gein.
It's
Jeffrey
Dahmer.
Are you locking your answer
Dahmer.
In?
Oh my God. It is Jeffrey Dahmer.
He said it three times.
Okay, we're locking in C. The correct answer was C. Jeffrey James Dahmer.
I feel like his name
James
is
James Dahmer. Dahmer? What the
Maybe
fuck?
It's not Jeffrey James Dahmer. I don't know.
Okay, are you referring to our four-time guest?
I couldn't imagine what another middle name would be, so I just picked another name that started with J.
Jesus Christ.
Jeffrey Dahmer was the correct answer.
Right.
I know, right? Why does it sound so right? It's weird. I don't know.
We have to link Jeffrey James's Instagram so everybody can understand what's happening. Search
his real name is Jeffrey James Fox. Everyone, go follow him. He's TikTok famous, and he's
if
not
you start
a serial
typing
killer.
In Jeffrey Dahmer's cool. The first name that comes up
really?
On Google. Yeah.
That's
people he's like the man. People really are.
I wanted to see if he looked like. I wanted to see if he looked like a thumb or a finger or a toe. You know.
No, Ted Bundy's the hot one.
He kind of looks like he's very nerdy. I don't understand. Skitty, I don't know how I would describe him.
Something that makes me sad is like Jack the Ripper. Your name's not in it. Whatever, man. Like no one knows who you are.
Yeah.
Wayne Gacy and Ed Gein. I don't even know if that's how you pronounce his name.
Yeah,
I've heard about all of these three people. And what I only learned recently is that they are all actually necrophilic, cannibalistic serial killers. But for whatever reason, only Jeffrey is the most famous. And what that has convinced me is that, like, even with being an actor, it doesn't matter what field you're in. Sometimes you just get lucky.
Wow.
Oh my God. It's not
so
where I thought that was going.
Oh my God. Well, we're done. Everyone, pack it up. This
Maria,
is the last
please,
episode.
Please, for
the
love
show.
Of God. Okay.
The
Team
last
Coco,
episode of
the
show.
Last.
I'm dead. Wow. I have never experienced some shit like that before, Cordy. A whole episode about serial killers, and this is the most shocking thing that I've heard. All right.
Trying so hard to not let tears come out of my eyes. Okay. You guys, this is the last question of the fucking game. Just get it right. Are you ready? We are reaching the age where we could have kids. Those little fuckers could turn out to be many awful things, including serial killers. That's fucking crazy. Your fucking child, if you chose to have one, could be a serial killer. That's all I'm saying. You might have serial killer DNA in your bones right now. Which one of these traits typically does not define serial killing behavior? As in, all these other traits, if you saw them in your kids, take them to see a psychiatrist, but this one trait, don't even worry about it. Okay, well, you know. A, animal cruelty. Help.
Okay.
Animal cruelty. I'm mouth
on these fluffies. Okay.
Animal cruelty. B, an obsession with just lighting your shit on fire. C,
like
pissing the bed.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, not your shit, like your objects.
Okay.
Like if they like your bed. You know,
that's
different. But important that'd distinction. Thank you for the qualification. C,
fertilizer.
Pissing the bed into their teenage years. And D, consistent angry outburst.
which one of these is not?
Does not?
Yeah, C. It's not.
C. First-hand knowledge. Don't laugh at me.
You outed yourself. We didn't even ask for that information, and we're not going to cut it.
See, if it's wrong, though, then that's fucked first-hand knowledge, isn't it?
Yeah. Are you guys locking it in?
Yeah, let's do C. Nothing harmful inherently about pissing the bed.
All right.
Corny.
And the final answer is not C. If your child is still pissing the bed in their teenage years, it might be something going on with their brain. That
I think we both know, don't we?
We got it.
Team Eric.
Team Eric, you got
bring
it?
Bring me home.
What is it?
Bring
it's D.
Home.
Can we go? It's D.
Yeah.
It's Angry Outbursts.
They don't have angry outbursts.
Yeah, no. The three other ones are iconic for being serial killers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
All right.
They seem very
committed to this answer. Regis, that's my final answer.
All I want to say is, look, the final answer might be fucking D, okay?
Hey.
You may have gotten the answer right,
wow.
But the two of you,
wait.
You're fucking weird.
Wait, I want to know, did you two know
yes.
that pissing the bed was one
yes.
of those symptoms?
I have literally known that since
crazy.
I was like 13
you know
years
it?
Old.
That's
y'all,
like serial killer
I've been watching. I've been watching this shit since I was like 5, like this is what I went to bed with. This is a problem.
So, serial killers go to bed.
It's a problem.
Daisy taught herself to stop.
You just won.
Pants at a very early
a
age, just because she was afraid and did not want to be considered.
I will not be a monster.
Guys, this was a very fun game, specifically for Team Eric. Very, very happy and proud of how we got here and where we are. I don't think it is a surprise to say that we do have a winner, and that winning team is Team Eric by several points, like
yeah.
by almost all of the
all
almost
the
like
points.
100%.
One, right?
All got
but I
you
knew
know
the
what?
Answer to all of their questions, so it's kind of unfair if you think
I
about
knew
it.
All the questions.
Yeah, but we knew the answer to all of your questions.
That was the
so I don't think you guys knew the Zac Efron one.
They
I don't know
many
about
more
Zac
points
Efron
than
question.
They had questions.
Oh, we got the Zac Efron one right. I forgot about that.
I know the answer to every Zac Efron question
ever made.
I've had every hairstyle he's had as he's had it.
And that's even more informative.
Damn.
We know everything you know about France now. I feel like I could leave this podcast like 3% less likely to die by the hands of a serial killer. And
yeah.
I think that's something. I think that is something. And I think our
I
audience
also feel like I could just
the same thing.
Leave this podcast right now, period, because I already feel bad that we did it. Like, I'm already feeling like I'm going to wake up anxious tomorrow. Like, why the fuck did I think that was a normal idea? I really embarrassed myself publicly.
You're also, like, very into manifesting, and I think we all manifested some heavy serial killer vibes here, and now they're all going to come and find us. But that's okay.
No.
We'll know how to fucking handle them.
That's good.
Yeah, I think that's going to end up happening.
No,
okay.
They can hear us live and say
somebody.
That we know the tricks.
Oh,
good.
Who said that? Who said that just now?
There is a narc in this episode, don't you forget.
Oh, that's right.
Before we let you guys go, we want to give you a chance to tell the audience once again who you are, plug your social media, any projects you're working on, and yeah, we can start with Team Coco. Either one of you guys want to say some shit, talk about some shit, say what you're plugging or who you are.
I'm Jalen again. I make music sometimes. You can follow me at 7, J-O-D-Y, 7, W-A-V-E, 7, if you want, on Instagram. And that's me.
We shall follow.
And I am Jonathan Watts. I'm an actor. I don't have social media. I'm kind of an off-the-grid kind of guy.
She's an off-the-grid kind of guy.
I want to give a shout-out to Volodymyr Zelensky, giving Jews a great name. Look at what happens when you make a Jew the president.
Look what happens. Ooh. He's doing some great shit over there.
He's
doing some great shit over there.
Yeah,
honestly,
what?
very chill shit that he's up to, you know?
Oh my gosh,
I love
CNN is calling. They need you as a commentator now.
He's doing some great shit. I love his work. Love it, love it, love it.
Love his work.
Honestly, that is the way to reach the Gen Z. That's the way you can get.
That's how they'll be
it
able
would work,
to understand.
And then they would be informed.
That's all we can ask for.
Be informed. Yeah, I did my job here today, guys. You all laugh, but I did my job. Team Eric, your name, anything you want to plug, your social medias, anything.
I'm going to go just because my headphones are probably going to die any second now. I'm Daisy Bishop. My Instagram is Bishop like the chess piece. It is spelled Bishop like the chess piece. And I'm also moving to Minnesota in I think May with my girlfriend, who is now my fiance, and our dog. Aww. And we have a cute little GoFundMe page on our Instagram because, you know, we're broke and young. So if you love us and you like me, please give me money. That's all.
Yay! Give her money. Do it. Oh, what's your, and yeah, they can find it on your Instagram. Okay, perfect. Yes. Amazing. And then Rance.
Hi, my name is Rance Collins. You can find me on Instagram at Rance Collins. That's RanceCollins. I am single. I don't have a fiance. And I also want to make sure people know that it's not an invitation to get creepy in my DMs. Also,
important.
I have my own podcast called The Envelope, Please, where we go over every winner of the Best Picture Oscar. And if you would like to follow that, you can. Yes. Quite relevant right now. So if you guys would like to follow us, we are at The Envelope, Please podcast on Instagram.
Yeah. Incredible.
Thank you.
Can we just come back to me real quick? I just want to reiterate that my DMs are open.
Very open.
Very
any
open.
Any type of response.
Even for the creepy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely that specifically. Right to the top. So, if you want to follow us, you can follow us on Instagram at GetRecPodcast. It's just not working out today. You can follow us on GetRecPodcast. If you want to follow us on the Twitter, you can follow us at GetRecCast. Or follow us on GetRecPodcast on any podcast app that you listen to, Spotify, Apple, whatever it may be. My Instagram handle currently, which does change, so sorry if you can't find me, is Courtney Bell. Courtney is spelled with a K and Bell with four L's. If you do know the Courtney Bell who has that Instagram account, tell them that I hate them and I will pay them off. Eric?
You can find me at Eric M. Myrick on Instagram. Thank you guys so fucking much.
Thank you guys
this was
for coming
so
on
much
show.
Fun.
Thank
for
you.
Listening.
And for everyone listening. Yeah, we'll see you all next Tuesday. Peace, love. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Starbands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.